Perek Yudches, Mishnah Beis. Shloisha Beis HaPrasei Sein, there are three different types of fields which are considered a Beis HaPras, but they are different in the various halachas that apply to them. The three types are HaChoresh HaKever, a field which was plowed and there was a kever in it. So there we're concerned that the plow would schlep the bones of the deceased person around, and there may be little bones all around the field. Another type of a Beis HaPras is a field where there's a grave there, which is buried and it has not been touched, but we just do not know where it is. The third type of a Beis HaPras is what's called a Sedei Bochen. That's a field where the mourners would stop and cry in the funeral process. So Shlesha Beis HaPras, and there's three different types of a Beis HaPras. A Choresh is a Kever. The type of field which has to do with where a grave was actually plowed and there's a concern that the bones were dragged around the Beis HaPras, as we said, up to 100 amos, nitas kol neta. You are allowed to use the field which already has the status of Beis HaPras to plant trees. The reason for that is since the bones are generally going to be superficial, they're going to be above the ground or towards the top of the topsoil, being that the plow is what pulled them around, and the roots of the tree tend to go downwards below 3 tvachim. Therefore, the Chachamim allowed the trees to be planted there, but ve'ena nizras kol zera. But you're not allowed to plant there vegetables or things that actually grow on the ground, and the reason is because we're concerned that when you pull your vegetables, clods of earth will come out, and in those clods of earth may be bones or tuma of the mace, and then when you bring it home, you're being marbe tuma, you're spreading tuma throughout Eretz Yisrael. Exception to this would be chutz mizera haniktzar, if you plant things that are harvested, which means that you don't actually pluck them up together with the dirt. For example, grains, we actually cut just the top off and the straw stays on the field, and that's dealt with separately. That would be permitted because there's no concern of taking the dirt home. Via makari, but if one did pull the grains from the ground, and they harvested it in the way that one would normally harvest a vegetable, then we are concerned that they're going to spread the tuma that may be in the earth that comes up with it. So what you should do is, what you do is you actually put your threshing area, move it into the Beis HaPras. So in other words, don't bring this grain home. Rather, you're going to thresh it in the makam of tuma. We're going to sift it twice, a double sifting, to separate the seeds, to make sure that there's no bones in it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the position of Rabbi Meir. Chachamim, the Chacham say hatavua, if it's from the five types of grain, b'shtei kevaris, it's enough just to sift it twice. V'hakitnias, but beans, b'shleisha kevaris, they need to be sifted three times, and the reason is because beans tend to have more dirt mixed in with it than grains would normally have. V'serifis akash v'sa'atza, and although you can use the grains, but the straw, which is left over, needs to be burnt. Those are too difficult to clean out, to sift them through. And therefore, it's possible that one may come to sell them, and they end up spreading tuma throughout Eretz Yisrael. And you also burn the straw, which perhaps grew with the beans, that would also be forbidden to sell. Umetamei, and the Beis HaPras itself, is which the field was plowed with a grave in it, is metame others b'maga uvamasa, by touching the dirt or by carrying the dirt. Ve'ena metame ba'oil, however, it would not be metame ba'oil, because since we're only concerned that you'd have a little small piece of bone, the size of a sa'ar, the size of a barley, that would only be metame b'maga uvamasa, but for oil, that size would not be large enough to bring tuma. Mishnah Gimel, Sadesh Avad Kavet Besaicha. The second type of a Beis HaPras is a field which had a grave, but we simply do not know where it is. In that case, Nizras Kol Zera, you're allowed to plant all types of vegetables in it, even though when you harvest it, you're going to pull up dirt with it, because in this case, we're not concerned about bones of the mace coming up with it, because the mace is intact, we just simply don't know where he is. However, Ve'ena Nitas Kol Neta, but we cannot plant trees in it, because maybe the roots will go down and actually make contact with the mace. One cannot maintain trees over there, meaning if one mistakenly did plant a tree, they have to uproot them. Chutz, the exception to this is me'ilan sruk she'ein ha'seperes. If it is a ilan sruk, a pine tree or another type of tree which does not give off fruit, that we are allowed to plant it in a field where we don't know what the kever is, because these types of trees tend not to attract people since there's no fruits to be gotten from the trees. Umetame, and this beis apras, which the kever is lost in, will be metame, bemaga, bemasa, uva'ohel, both with touching the dirt, carrying the dirt, or being in the same ohel as the dirt.